Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is Krishna Janmashtami. And today, being the day before Krishna Janmashtami, I'd just like to say a few words that may help devotees to prepare for the event. You know, the tendency is that we take things lightly, that in due course of time, familiarity breeds contempt, and Janmashtami becomes a time when we sort of get together, do an arti, have a midnight arti, spend a lot of time socializing or just continuing on with other business or other service. And then have a feast. And of course, next day is Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, and then we have another feast. But Janmashtami is a very solemn occasion, at least solemn in the sense that it's something that's really meant to be wonderfully observed, beautifully observed. And in Navaraja Mahima, in the sixth volume, I saw it condensed. Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas observance of Janmashtami, which spanned, if I remember well, way over 100 pages. And I condensed that into about 30 pages. I can't mention all the details. But the history dated back to Yudhisthira Maharaj. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Pandavas regularly observed Janmashtami, but on an occasion when Krishna was present, then they asked him to actually tell them what was actually the real elements of the observance that should be there and how should it be conducted. And so Krishna himself said that, well, I'll tell you the same thing that I was asked when after I killed Kamsa and all the Mathura Vasis, they want to make that a celebration day event when Kamsa get killed. Also, they wanted to know how to celebrate my birthday, so therefore I told them. And we do quite a few of those things. Of course, the very general, most principle is Janma Karma Chami Divyam, is chanting about Krishna's birth, hearing about Krishna's birth, his other pastimes and activities. And when Srila Prabhupada first introduced it, he told the devotees, half hour japa, a half hour reading about Krishna, and doing that all day, all night, up until midnight, when there will be a midnight arti, and then a Ekadasi feast. Now, the vow of Janmashtami, at least strictly observed, is a dry fast. So, no water, no eating. And there's quite some heavy things that are being stated there. It says that eating on Janmashtami is equivalent to eating food out of a corpse's hand. I don't know whether it's a living corpse or a dead corpse, but in any case, out of a corpse's hand, the sin is equivalent to killing a cow or killing a Brahmin. So, it's considered to be quite a heavy thing. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada made concession when he saw the devotees were too tired to do service for Janmashtami or to actually really participate in the event, then so that they could better be absorbed in the festival, then he would give for drinking and sometimes eat some fruit. But Krishna knows. Krishna knows he's in the heart. He knows whether we're just doing this to be comfortable or we're doing this for real. And so as much as possible, we should stick to our vow. Now, what's the vow? So Sanatana Goswami describes that Janmashtami begins by a devotee rising in the morning and, of course, bathing. And the first thing he does is he states his vow. What are you going to do today? I'm going to chant 64 rounds. I'm going to refrain from eating or drinking, or I'm just going to refrain from eating. For instance, in my case, I've always drank. So I've been drinking through Janmashtami. And then anything else that devotees are going to do, I'm going to read two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam or the whole Bhagavad Gita. The statement of a vow is integral to making the commitment itself, and it also empowers the person having actually explicitly made that vow. And Sankirtan, the worship of the deities, Abhishek, dressing the deities nicely, then of course another more formal Abhishek that we always do in the temple room, this nativity scene that at least here we do in New Brajadam, although with Sanatana Goswami, it's Vasudeva and Devaki, rather than Nanda and Yashoda, that's there, if I remember right. And other types of ritual activities that augment the constant Sankirtan and glorification or hearing of the Lord. So it's a really, really packed program, like worshipping the moon when it rises, because it's an auspicious moon. This is the Janmashtami moon. And now, although the fast goes until after midnight RT, and then it's a Ekadasi meal, we have an Ekadasi feast, but it's not compulsory to eat. But what is compulsory is that one then stays up until morning, when one feeds the Brahmins, bathes, feeds Brahmins, and in our case, because we don't eat again in the morning, we just have Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja glorification and festival, and then we have the feast. So it would literally speaking mean that you then stay up until then, and in other words, that one doesn't necessarily go to sleep. So those are the elements. Now there's a lot of detail to all these elements of this observance, but I think it's important to keep in mind. I know that in the almost 70 years that I've been seeing Christmas, and I, you know, observed, participated in Christmas for a decade. But things really, really drastically changed, even when we were in Canada and other places. I remember groups of students, church choir, other people standing on street corners or caroling in front of people's homes. They're doing Sankirtan. That doesn't happen anymore. At least I haven't seen that happen. And the mood of Christmas is certainly changed over, I don't know when it was first introduced, but it certainly changed over the last 70 years that I've seen it. It's simply become a consumer affair where people are stuffed with all type of toys, and they purchase a lot of stuff, and they give each other things in. And Christ is, he's just by the wayside. So we don't want the same type of thing to happen to Janmashtami, and therefore preserving the spirit of the festival rather than just the technicalities or the observance of the event is very important, because without the spirit of the festival, then there's every chance that we get into a downhill slide on maintaining the real integrity of what Krishna Janmashtami is all about. So I hope that those words help devotees prepare a little. And here we are in New Rajadam. I gave a longer version of this in class this morning, and the Anjumaj is arriving this afternoon, and Shutrupa is arriving earlier. I'm going out because it's cow day in the barn, and the Gurukul kids, not Gurukul kids, the children from all over the yatra are here to be involved with the animals. And so we're going out there to participate also. Hare Krishna.